این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
The overt and covert assaults of the enemies of Islam and the international attacks against the Holy Quran and freedom-bestowing laws of Islam are being vigorously pursued from every direction. Many governments of the Islamic countries, as a result either of their loss of countenance or the mission given to them, are the executors of the enemy's fatal and treacherous plan. What those who speak of Islam and establish the so-called Islamic Conference, or those who abolish religion in Islamic countries and knock Islam from its official status, all of them, knowing or unknowingly, are moving along one path, the path of implementing the malicious, imperialistic aims of the enemies of Islam, who want to see this catastrophic situation of the Islamic community perpetuated, who want Israel to prevail over the lives, possessions, and lands of the Islamic nation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRI English Radio Well this is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches On the subject of Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, We fully support our Palestinian brothers and the people of southern Lebanon in the struggle against the usurper Israel. Well, this part of Imam's speech shows his support for the oppressed nation of Palestine. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasized maintaining unity for the liberation of Palestine as being the most important main path to achieving victory. This was because he did not believe that the large colonial powers' intention for creating Israel was merely to occupy Palestine. Imam Rahmatullah Alayh believed that if the way was open to Israel, all Muslim countries would eventually end up suffering the same fate as Palestine. This is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh linked Israel to a cancerous tumor and he said that its immediate eradication was obligatory for all Muslims.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi
Due to the need for the Islamic nation's unity in the fight against Israel, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh did not spare any effort. Whether it was in his speeches and the recommendations he gave to Muslim nations or in the actions he took in this regard. In fact, the establishment of the Quds Day by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was not merely to determine a symbol representing the sacrifices made by the Muslim nations for one of Islam's greatest ideals. The purpose was also to revitalize the spirit of Islam and the vigilance of the Islamic community. This came at a time when the leaders of Muslim countries were thinking about embracing Israel, and some were already proud of their affiliation with the Zionist regime. That is why the love and support of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh for the Palestinians is so much praised by all nations. Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.